Think it's teaching you a good lesson about life?
Well, yeah, I guess.
What are you learning from the play?
I know how to work together and, like, also be patient because you're not always on stage, no?
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
And do you think...
And it's fun.
Do you think a lot of the kids are learning to work together and be patient?
Well, yeah, but sometimes not. Sometimes they, like, fight and stuff, but...
Mm-hmm. They get little tips. What's your favorite character?
I don't know. Maybe the prophet or... I don't know. Yeah.
Do you get to wear a costume?
Yeah. Like, normally the Jyotis makes the costumes, but also sometimes we bring our own.
And do you make your own costume or do you get it somewhere?
Well... I don't know. Normally, I don't make my own costume, but some people do, I think.
Mm-hmm. And how old are you?
10.
10. So you're in school?
Yeah. Transition.
This is just a break from school?
It's the holidays.
Mm-hmm. So do you enjoy doing this over your holiday instead of being in school?
Yeah.
Incoming! Good. What sounds to make? Yeah, good. Good. Come. Oh, okay. Hi, guys.
Hey,
Jesse.
Hey, Jesse.
Hi, nice to meet you. What's your name?
I'm Louis.
Hi. Hi. Hi, hello. Sorry, you need to stand up.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, so can we just ask you a few questions?
Yeah, sure.
What you're doing? Okay.
Sure.
Yeah. If you want to pitch what are you doing?
Oh, okay,
this is a great
right.
time,
yeah.
too.
So this is a children's play. We have a... this is our theater company. There's our musical director. Here is our playwright. He's always disappeared. There's our stage manager. So Mukta's our stage manager. John is our musical director. My name is Jesse. The theater company is called Miraculous Productions. And what we do is we assemble... any children that are interested in doing a play, and normally in the space of about 2 weeks, we write and create the entire show, and normally we try and fit it into the school holidays. And we try and give the play a storyline that adults can relate to, but kids can relate to as well. We create as much as we can a rehearsed structure, but to be honest, a lot of what happens on the night is improvised.
Are you doing anything special for what's coming up? I heard you guys were working on something for like a show like sometime this weekend or something.
Saturday. Doing a Saturday, yeah, exactly.
Cool.
So the story behind this play is based loosely on the idea of Noah and the Ark, and it's meant to be meant to represent the sense that there's a lot of talk about how if we don't change the way we behave, that we may face some environmental disaster in the future. And so it sounds a flood coming, and everybody ignores the flood, but then also there's the issue of how we don't work together to solve these problems. So we have a collection of carpenters, they're all carpenters, and they're all working on different projects, but they don't agree, and they all think each other's projects are worthless. But then when they have to build an arc, they have to all come together and work on a single project. And so the message is, you know, if we all get together and work, and we all work as a team, then we can create, you know, we can be much more productive as a society and a community. So, but most of all, it's just about trying to create something on stage that's fun to watch, and that enables the kids. A lot of the kids we've been working with since they were very young, and it's amazing to see how they, if you put kids on stage when they're very young, there's no fear of performance, it doesn't exist. You know? Well, some of them start off very introverted. They want to do it because it's a social thing. But it's amazing how over the years they become more and more extroverted and more prepared to perform, and much less scared of it. Because actually, performance, there's no reason why anybody should be scared of it. Like, people are totally petrified by being on stage. But it's actually completely safe. much more danger driving to Pondy than there is being on stage. But we'll very happily drive to Pondy rather than stand up in front of 300 people. It's really strange. So there's a belief that we're risking our life on stage somehow. But we're not. Anyway, so we're just trying to empower the kids, you know, and get them all together and give them a good time and make them feel positive and give them a good experience on stage and create a good show for the community as well at the same time.
Cool.
So, yeah, it's a social activity. You might like to talk to Johnny as well. This is my father.
Yeah.
He creates the basic structure and storyline for the stories and plays that we do. And then as a team, we kind of hammer them into a shape that we can then feasibly put on stage and create a storyline because he often brings very powerful messages. He wants to say big things, and he has these sort of strong messages, which are great. And my focus is on creating theatre that's watchable. No, but it's a really good, because if your only focus is creating watchable theatre, then you can end up with something that's a bit shallow sometimes. And if you have only gigantic messages, then you can sacrifice the watchability of the show. But if you have those two forces working together, then you can create a show that has, you know, some kind of profound message, but it's also watchable and fun. And it's great. We have a great collection of skills. Like Jana just brings a fabulous musical input to the play. You know, we can create great songs that sort of, you know, they're fun to listen to and fun for the kids to perform. Sorry.
Sure. So you've been writing a lot of shows for the kids?
I don't actually write them. I just write down what the kids suggest. But I've been doing this now for about 20 years,
And what you were going for with this, I heard it was something like Noah, the story of
this
Noah.
This one, yeah. Actually, I didn't intentionally begin as a story of Noah, but the original inspiration was to begin with a doomsay, you know, like one of these guys who's preaching the end of the world is near because the world is now so full of doomsdays that but nobody's listening to them. And so this is about a little village where a prophet comes and tells them there's a flood coming, and they take no notice. And the little bang is what it's called. It's the little bang that awakens them to the reality that maybe there is a flood coming. And then then all we do then is extract as much sort of theatrical mileage as we can out of building an ark and a flood coming. And because we sort of know the kids so well, we can sort of structure small romances and peer pressure things and stuff within the kids. So and you see how much they like to sing, so they're always musicals. And then so as much as possible, the information is communicated by song, and that's the sort of structure. I mean, we used to In the beginning, the plays we did, I did on my own years ago, were 3 monthly productions. You know, you put 3 months into writing scripts and rehearsing and writing our own music and live bands and the whole thing, which was great. But it was when I was working with the kids much more closely, with a school of kids, and so I had much more access to their time. These kids, this is a conglomeration of all kids from the whole community, and we can only really do this in vacations, because that's when because it's so much easier when you have access to their days. I mean, we've done some plays where we just do it at night, and then we slowly develop a sort of fast track method where we use a shadow screen. We try and do the whole play in 10 days. And so we just begin sometimes with really rudimentary idea, and you feed that to the kids and see what they have to suggest regarding it, and so we begin on the first night with a bit of a story, and then night by night we try and enact the whole story, and then we employ a shadow screen a lot. Shadow screen's a great device for minimum of, input and maximum effect. Mm-hmm. And a lot of singing and dancing, you know. So you can see, a totally enjoyable experience. You know, it's exhilarating. It's always you're probably the most enjoyable thing I do. Yeah. Is this theatre with the kids? There's 32 kids here involved in this at the moment, and at some point you've got 32 kids on stage simultaneously. You know, so. So you're limited in what sort of scripts you can write. You know, the last one we did, they're all bacteria in a storm against sort of infection. Yeah. So it was a whole thing on waste, rubbish, and stuff. You know, but
the protagonist.
Yeah.
Protagonist.
The whole story is her dream.
The show is called The Little Bang. We perform on Saturday night in the Visitor Centre. It starts at 8 o'clock. I don't know what date the. I think it's the second of October, September, October. Yeah, so Saturday night, 2nd of October, 8 o'clock in the Visitor Centre. Come along, everyone's welcome, and it'll be a dramatic event, no matter what happens.